From Tidbits on October 4th, 2010, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbits staff. We have three Extra Bits for you this week. News of the fall and potential rise of the XMarks cross-platform and cross-browser bookmark synchronization service, a release date for Microsoft 2011, and the debut of Amazon's Kindle for the Web, which is more of a sales tool than a user-centric service. Let's get to it. XMarks bookmark synchronization service to fold. Some of us here at Tidbits were very bummed to read Stephen Von Nichols' ZDNet blog post bemoaning the January 10th, 2011 shutdown of XMarks, which synchronizes bookmarks between different browsers, including Safari, Firefox, and Google Chrome, even across operating systems. We never got around to writing about XMarks in Tidbits, but that was merely a lack of time, not a lack of enthusiasm. If only other synchronization services were as good! But there's an update. Since we initially linked to Stephen's post, things have changed, and it sounds as though XMarks may have a second chance. See XMarks is dead, long live XMarks, on the XMarks blog for details. And, you know, check out the service while you're at it. Microsoft Office 2011 arrives on October 26th. It takes time to update powerful programs, but Microsoft says that Office 2011 for the Mac will be available on October 26th, 2010. It's available for pre-order now. The updated productivity suite promises performance boosts along with newly revealed extras such as full screen mode, which lets you block out distractions while writing in Word, and dynamic reorder, which lets you reorder layers in documents and presentations. Office 2011 will be available in several editions. Home and Student 2011 includes Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Messenger for $119. Home and Business Edition adds Outlook, which replaces Entourage, for $199. And the Academic Edition offers the entire suite, including Outlook, for just $99 if you're a higher education student, staffer, or faculty member. Amazon debuts Kindle for the Web. In the company's continuing effort to make the Kindle file format the de facto standard for electronic books, which should not be allowed to happen given how inadequate the format is for anything but straight text, Amazon.com has launched Kindle for the Web, which lets site owners embed Kindle book previews on their sites. Realistically, Kindle for the Web is just a way to encourage people to preview the first chapter of a Kindle format book in a web browser, after which they can purchase the ebook for reading on a Kindle device or in Kindle software on a Mac, iOS device, or Windows-based PC. It's a smart move on Amazon's part, and notably different from how Apple has restricted access to the iBook Store to the iBooks app. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, Econ Technologies, and the Data Rescue Center. To follow links to the original articles we're linking to here, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I want to know, do you like hearing the Extra Bits write-ups that we do in the podcast? We haven't read them before because we're writing just a paragraph about someone else's article, and the whole point is we want you to read the other article, so which is why we're linking to it in Extra Bits. So, any event, send me mail and tell me whether or not you like hearing these. Send me mail at ace@tidbits.com, or if you just find that it's sort of pointless because you have to go and then find the link on our website and follow it from there. So, any event, let me know. We'll keep doing them or not, depending on what you say. Thank you.